Welcome to the Light of the World. It is such a joy every year to experience and recognize another Mother's Day. Mothers are so important in the world. They are the ones who God put in place to help nurture the family and raise up the children and to be sure that we have a godly generation coming in the future. Well, today I want to share a message with you called A Message from Mother. This is Mother Army Martin as she spoke to our congregation about being the woman of God and being the mother that God wants every woman to be. So come and go with us today as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word, and then stay tuned after today's message for additional announcements on how you can hear this message in its entirety.
Read your Bible. You can see the sign of the judgment. Judgment's in the land. When I see about these fires, I call my son. I say, how far is that fire from New York in California? My daughter, I don't know how many fire at home. And only thing is eternal is God. You can brag on your fine home and your fine cars. You can have it there. It's gone tomorrow. The only hope we have is in Christ Jesus. The only hope. Ooh, glory. The only thing you put your confidence in now is Jesus. You say, I got a little money. You may go to the bank tomorrow. It done fell through. Knowing the time. Can't you see the sign of the judgment? See, it's time to get an anchor and a hold to God. Glory, hallelujah. If you ever need Jesus, we need him now. And we as Christians, half-hearted ain't going to make it. Half-stepping ain't going to make it. You're going to find yourself. Jesus said, he that hear these sins of mine and do them, I liken him to a wise person that build a house upon a rock. You hear the preaching every day. Do you forget it before you get home? He said, he that hear. I said, Lord, help me to hear. Open my ears. I want to hear. He used to tell ears, hear, O ears. Do you hear? Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you understand about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? That Jesus is coming back and wants to be ready, to us to be ready. I often think about this. He said he's coming for those that he finds watching and waiting. Are you watching for Jesus? Hey, I think about you. I'm trying to get some money, I'm trying to get a job, trying to get this, trying to get that. Everybody busy, ain't got time to pray. I said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Folks don't pray like they used to. Saints don't pray like they used to. I don't know what to think. That's talking to God, communicating with God, getting to know God, getting a personal relationship with God. He said, cast all your cares on him, knowing the time. It's time to seek the Lord. Hosea said that. It's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness in your soul. He'll come down and rain it down in there. If you seek him, hallelujah, praise Jesus. Knowing the time is high time to wake out of your sleep. You don't time to be asleep. You know what a sleepy person, you don't know what's going on. Don't even know nobody praying over there. Don't even know what God said. He just sleep, ain't know nothing. And get caught with his work undone. My brother-in-law was in Vietnam War. I asked him, why did so many of those young soldiers get killed over there? He was an old soldier. He said, when you first get there, you're supposed to make a booby trap all around, set it up so far all around. But they got over there, they didn't see nothing. And they just thought, well, we have a little fun, just sit around and jogging around. And when they know anything, the enemy was just, the Vietnam done surrounded them. Sleeping, fooling around. It's high time to wake up. The enemy is going to catch you. He's out to catch you. Catch you sleeping. He was like, let me see what he done. Ain't nobody praying over there? Is he talking about the sisters? Ain't got time to talk about nobody. If we spend time praying for one another, if you see my shortcoming, please pray for me. Pray for one another. Build up one another. Encourage one another. When we see the day approaching, he said, rejoice, be glad, encourage one another, because our redemption is drawing nigh. Help your sister, you like you have a little struggle there. I want to help you. He says, Wake out of the sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we believe. You know, say our salvation, our deliverance, Jesus is coming closer than when we first heard. When I was a little girl, mama and them taught every day, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. It's nearer than then. It's nearer now than it was when she told me that. Jesus is coming. They slept, Jesus. When night come, mama said, children, y'all pray. Because Jesus standing at the door, he could come in a minute. Oh, Lord, Jesus is coming. But you don't hear nobody talking about Jesus coming. They talk about the president. Oh, we got a president. We got this. We got that. Yeah, we got this. We got that. But we need Jesus. Yeah. Jesus is still coming. Yeah. He coming. Hallelujah. Over in 3 Peter, he said, they was making fun. They said, they're like, Jesus is coming. Everything is still the same, they said. We don't see no change. Everything's still about, I've been here about Jesus coming all my days. And people get careless, and he's going to find around and catch you with your work on the door. And Peter said, in the 3rd chapter, 2 Peter, he says, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Don't be ignorant of this. Jesus is coming. That one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slight concerning his promise. If he said he coming, he coming. Don't lose courage, he coming. But as long, you know why he ain't got here yet? But is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish. God don't want nobody to perish. He waiting on us to win some more souls. It's a high time to wake up. I'm sure we got unsaved loved ones. Unsaved children, are we warning them that Jesus is coming? There's a heaven and a hell. I thought when I was on the way, I said, Jesus ain't coming one time. If you miss that trip, you're doomed. You've shown up doomed. He coming in a moment of twinkling of an eye. He says, back to Romans, it's high time to wake up. Let us get busy. Tell somebody. If you got a brother or sister, I warn my brothers and my sisters, these nephews, you know Jesus is coming. He's coming. Don't let him catch you with your works undone. Hallelujah. Tell somebody. Hallelujah. Shape up. He come back for church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. You know, he come for a clean church. You know, we say this train is a clean train. Everybody riding in Jesus' name. This train is a clean train. Ain't no liars on this train. No homeowners, no backbiters. Ain't none of them on that train. No false filers. Y'all ain't gonna be on that train. You sit up and complain all you want to. You ain't going nowhere. You're gonna be left. Talking about people. Hallelujah. Not praying. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened to the prayer. I was reading the other day and I heard old man Hagin talking. Oh man, how they prayed all night long. And I remember how we prayed all night long. I sure my husband's sick now, I can't do it, but I love to pray all night. Terry, folks, they ain't got time to pray. You missing, you don't know what you're missing. The song that says, oh, what needless pains we bear. Because we don't take it to the Lord in prayer. When trouble comes, we want to go tell somebody instead of telling to Jesus. Hallelujah. Child, you know this, I'm sure having a hard time. Tell it to Jesus. I can't fix it. They can't fix it. They make you feel worse than you did before you told them. So don't say, child, I wouldn't take that. Child, I don't know. Jesus is your friend. He loves us. He said, cast all your cares upon me. Why? Because I cares for you. I care for you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Bring those weary children to Jesus. Still on your knees. Tell them about it. Yes. Hallelujah. Tell them if you got family problem, tell it to Jesus. Yes. Folks won't go tell somebody, they'll mess you up. Yes. Be careful who you tell your troubles to. Yes. People will mess you up. I tell them to Jesus, he ain't going to tell nobody. Yes. Glory, hallelujah. Yes. And he'll fix it. Yes. I was teaching the lesson once. I said, be careful who you tell your problems to. When I finished, the missionary come out there crying. She told somebody about her husband and they told her what to do and she did it and she cried. She didn't have now one. Oh, Folks will tell you they're having more problems than you have, but they'll tell you how to get out of yours. Child, they'll tell you to help you get out of yours, then talk about you when you get out. You better talk to Jesus or some spirit-filled mother gonna pray with you. Hallelujah. Pray that thing away. Mama prayed so the papa couldn't dip his snuff. Mama prayed and fasted. Hallelujah, the papa got saved. That's what we're supposed to do when trouble comes. It's high time to wake up, wake up, wake up. Hallelujah, and come to Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll fix it. He knows just what to do. I know he fixed stuff. I'm a living witness that Jesus can fix it. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Can't nobody do it like Jesus can. I watched it down through the years. Sisters and brothers, we pray by situations and God turned that thing around. He'll turn it around if you get on your knees, but you got to stay there until he turn it around. You don't got to say, "Our Father, which art in heaven," and get up and think you're going to turn it around. You might have to pray a whole week, a whole month, how long it take. Hallelujah. He'll fix it. He always did fix it. You remember when Hezekiah had a problem? Sennacherib was messing with him. He prayed. He took that letter. He sent him a letter. Took that letter in the temple. I've done the same thing. I had a serious problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the army was trying to get Jerry. Hallelujah. I said, "Lord, they're trying to get my little. I done prayed the others down. And now they're trying to get my little. He's about 17. I prayed. Nothing I did. I worked with the local board. I prayed. I prayed. I wrote to ministers and we prayed. And I still getting letters. We turned it down. I tear that letter. I got on my knees. I'm in my room and held that letter before God. If you stay before God, you got to stay there. Stay there till you get the answer. Don't. My mother told us, where you stop, it stop. If you ain't got the answer, ain't no time to stop. You stay there till God says, it's over. It's done. I fixed it. He'll let you know in your ears that it's all well. It's all well. But you got to stay there long enough. But we don't want to pray. We ain't got busy. I got to go to work. Got to do this. You don't know what you're missing. You really don't know what you're missing. But believe you me, when I held that letter up to God, he fixed that thing. I'd call the local board and say, he can't have no stay. I didn't let that stop. Don't care. So you can't stop when somebody says, you can't have this job. You can't do this. Keep on praying. Keep on and knowing God. You got to know God. No, you got to know. He said, do you know? Have you known? Do you know? I thought about it even in Isaiah. He said, have you not known? Do you know who I am? Have you not known? Have you not heard? I'm the everlasting God. Do you know who God is?
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/thelow, L-O-W, humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thelow, humble. T-H-E-L-O-W, humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through His divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.